K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, yes, this is Leah. How are you?
Hey, Leah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're okay. Where are you calling from?
Phillipsburg.
Oh, what's going on in Phillipsburg?
Well, you know.
Not much.
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, you guys know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I got a little bit of a date problem here.
Okay.
I met this amazing guy. We're both divorced, and I met him at the bowling league at the Thunder Bowl in Englewood.
Aha.
He's bowling.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. You know, we both love country music and karaoke, and then he asked me out to dinner and karaoke, and that was a lot of fun. And he sang Alcohol by Brad Paisley.
I love it.
Yeah, I love that song, and that was awesome. But then he wanted to leave right away, and he hasn't called me back, and he's kept his distance. So I don't know what's going on. We had a lot of fun, so I don't know what's going on.
Doesn't make sense, Fry. Alcohol is the theme song for our show.
It really is. We like that song. We thumbs up.
Brad Paisley even called us out on that. So,
what, did you say his name? I don't. What's his name?
His name is Rich.
Rich. Okay. Well, what we'll do is here, we're going to put you on hold for a second, Leah. We'll grab his number off the air, and we'll call Rich and try to get him to pick up and see if we can dig around and find out what he's thinking about you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Leah, are you guys good bowlers? I'm always curious about that, you know.
Is he a good bowler?
Or either one of you guys?
Yeah. We're awesome.
Okay.
We both belong to a team.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
That's how we met.
Hold on, Leah. Here we go. The phone is ringing. See if we can get him.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rich?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rich, this is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Wonder if you have a moment of time for us.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Fry, let it rip.
All right, well, I don't know if you want me to do that.
I don't know. That's true.
Here you go. Rich, we have a question for you, buddy. We got to talk to somebody that sounds like you may have had a good time with, but she hasn't heard from you, and her name is Leah.
Oh no!
That was a sound of disgust.
We went out on a date and we had a nice time. She's a great lady. I took her to dinner and we sang some karaoke. It was a really great time. I'm just gonna lay it on the table.
Okay,
please do.
So I'm singing a song. I'm looking at her. She's clapping. She's singing along with me. Everything's gone, fantastic to this point. And I get back to the table and she's got 25 napkins on her lap. She's wiping herself. And I thought she had spilled a beer or something on herself. And she starts laughing and says that she peed herself.
What?
She said that she peed herself. She said that after she had kids, she can't hold it as well as she used to be able to hold it, and that this happens all the time.
What?
Oh, man.
How bad was it?
So it was bad. It was running down her chair. It was dripping on the floor.
Oh no!
The karaoke place actually, the little yellow tent things that say wet floor, proceed with caution or whatever.
Oh.
One of those was put right by our table. I was horrified.
That's terrible.
Oh my God.
I tried to get her to leave.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
What's that?
Hi, I'm on the line, and I don't think what's the big deal.
Surprise!
To women all the time.
Oh, man.
It is
I'm
a
here,
big deal.
So.
It is a big deal. When you got up and went to the bathroom, the waitress started to wipe off the seat. I told her that you peed all over, and you jumped back about 15 feet. It's a big deal. It's gross. You were sitting in your own pee while
Oh, gross!
Oh, wow.
No, I didn't sit. I went to the bathroom, and I used the dryer. What is the big deal? Listen, when you're a woman and you get older and you have kids, these things happen. It happens to all women. It's not a big deal. It's hysterical.
Leah, I date fairly frequently. I've never had a date pee on herself.
Well,
and I would assume if this happens all the time, that you might be prepared for that. Have a change of clothes. Borrow one of your kids' diapers. I don't care. Something.
Well, you don't have to be mean about this.
You're right. I'm sorry that was uncalled for. I'm just, the fact that you can pee on yourself in public and think that it's no big deal is, I'm horrified.
I don't really see the big deal, but yeah, if it's such a big deal to you, then, you know, no problem, you know?
Fry and I are authorized to help you out with this, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, well, we could send you on another date, pay for the food. I don't know if that's good or bad. We'll get you a limo.
Yeah. You got to provide your own depends.
When you guys said that you could help out, I was hoping that maybe you meant some type of surgery.
Oh! Oh!
Okay,
oh,
that's
come on.
Really nasty. Like, that's really,
yeah,
that's
no,
really nasty.
Yeah,
maybe you need a surgery.
I'll see you around the bowling alley, but I got to draw the line at peeing on yourself.
Some people
and
like that.
Fine. We don't got to go out again. Like, you're the one that needs a surgery for a new personality, because that's just nasty. But that's okay. We don't need to go out again. I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. That's... At least I can start bowling again.
No!
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Just be careful when you walk around where Leah is.
Yeah, right.
Get your shoes wet, you know.
No, I'm totally good.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you at Thunderbowl.